Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 228. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in real hot here after all the just incredible feedback from last episode, which was titled Single is Your Superpower. The episode, the release of my new workbook of the same name. I just wanted to say thank you real quick to that. Thank you so much for all the support. Thank you to everyone who picked up a copy of it. It's still available if you'd like one, but it really does mean a lot to me. And not only that, but it's just like really cool and really validating to see so many people feel the same way about that topic, about being single, about the power of being single. This idea that your self-worth has never been and never will be about someone else. Your self-worth is about making yourself proud. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't. I'm very passionate about it. If you can't tell, I spent 5 months creating an entire book around one idea. But I think it'll give you a sense of calm and confidence when it comes to your dating life. So go back and check that out. You could also go to newmindsetwhodis.com if you want to check out the workbook. But I appreciate you. Thank you so much. But today I've got a good topic here. It's a different topic, of course, but as with everything I talk about, it's simple. It's a simple topic. It's a simple mindset that forces you to take whatever happened to you in your past or whatever didn't happen to you and to see the upside, to see what it gave you instead of what it took from you, to see, to highlight, to know, to celebrate what it taught you. And, you know, as with everything I talk about on the podcast, this mindset is not something that only comes to you once you reach some enlightened level. This isn't something that only the most mature, high vibration aligned individual can have. It's just a choice. It's a choice. And more than that, it's a pragmatic choice. It's a choice that you can make just because it's the better choice of all the choices you can make. It's the better one. And, you know, I say it all the time to the point of probably being annoying, but I'm just a dude. I'm 32. I have zero training in therapy or psychology. I'm not great at meditating. I've never been on a silent retreat. I've never moved to the mountains to find myself. I've never trained with a wise monk or anything like that. You know, I'm just a dude who has realized and lived the absolute power of making mindset shifts. And I say that because the majority of the times those shifts in my life, they came from me just being pragmatic, from being realistic about the choices that I can make and understanding one will make me happy, one will make me fulfilled, one will make me more compassionate, and the others will not. The others will make me anxious and frustrated and hateful and spiteful. And I don't want that. I don't want that at all. That's not a vibe. So it's just a pragmatic choice. And I really believe that you can choose to see something in a positive light or a negative light. You can choose to see something for what it gives you or for what it takes from you. You can choose to see something for how it tore you down or how it builds you up. That is the choice. And of course, it's not easy. Absolutely not. It takes practice. But I share these with you because they really are life-changing once you affirm them and once you live them. And the one I have for you today is simple, of course. And it says that no matter what happened to you, no matter how much it hurt you in the moment, no matter how much it frustrated you, no matter how much it just threw you for a loop, you shouldn't try to wish it away. You shouldn't look back at it with shame or regret. Right? Things like that breakup or that failure or that rejection or that those all those times or that consistent habit of feeling insecure or mistakes you've made, looking back, there is power in those experiences. There's so much power in those experiences, and you should hang on to it. You should hang on to it. And there's a quote that I really like that kind of gave me the idea for this episode. And I don't know who said it. It's one of those ones that's attributed to the internet. But it's a quote that says, when you erase the mistakes of your past, you erase the wisdom of your present. When you erase the mistakes of your past, you erase the wisdom of your present. And I love that. I love that because that encourages you to remember the lesson, not the disappointment. And I think that's so spot on because when you take away the mistakes in your life, you're left without the lesson. And the lesson is everything, everything. It took me a long time to realize this. And I don't want to sound preachy by any means, but you need lessons in life. You need lessons to figure out who you are and what you want. Without them, you wouldn't have any idea. I'm so serious. You would have no idea who you are, what you want. If all you had was wins, if all you heard was yes all the time, if everything worked out perfectly for you, as nice as that might sound, you would be a wreck. You would be terribly underdeveloped, ungrounded, disconnected, lost. It would not, as I say, be a vibe. It would not be a vibe because you need lessons in life. You need mistakes in life. That is how you arrive at the wisdom of your present. And wisdom is everything. Wisdom sounds like a big, noble word, but wisdom is just centeredness. It's a sense of knowing, it's perspective. And that's what makes you confident, fulfilled, happy, compassionate, all those great things. And that's how I look at life. Like I ask myself questions like, how do I know what love is? How do I know what love is? Unless I know what love is not, right? You need that contrast. How do you know what success is unless you know what failure is? How do you know what confidence is unless you know what it's like to be insecure? How do you know what being passionate about something is unless you've been the opposite, bored, unengaged, right? You need those lessons. Lessons are contrast, and you need them so, so, so bad. You need them. And I think if you're constantly wishing that you didn't feel insecure or unengaged or frustrated with your dating life, like, hey, I get that. Of course, in the moment, it's frustrating. It's okay. Like, it'd be weird if you were like, hell yeah, pour it on me. Like, that's weird. It's okay to be frustrated in a moment. But there's a mindset here. And it just says, take it for what it's worth. Try to be pragmatic. You're going to look back at some point. At some point, I promise you, you're going to look back and you're going to be thankful that you know what those things feel like. Because those feelings are what lead you to the opposite feelings. And those opposite feelings are the things that you want, right? Love, compassion, things like that, confidence, right? You need to know what it's like to not click with someone in order to know what true connection looks like. You need to know what it's like to be rejected by someone to know what love and connection looks like. You need to know what it's like to hate your job. It's a strong word, but hate your job in order to know what a passionate, I love to get up every morning kind of job looks like. You need that contrast. And I really believe this. I really do. It's kind of my way of rationalizing the bullshit in my life. But let's go a bit deeper here. That's what she said. But like, let's start with the most cliche thing I could do here. I'm going to reference the dude's dude, the king himself, Joe Rogan. I joke because it's kind of like funny at this point that Joe Rogan is every dude's favorite podcast. People like idolize this guy. For me, not so much, but I can appreciate some of his episodes. And a while back he had Miley Cyrus on the show. So what a combo there. But on it, they actually talked about something that really resonated with me. And it's what I'm talking about here. It's this idea of what do you do with the pain in your life? What do you turn it into? Can you appreciate it even though it hurts? Can you create something from it? And in this episode, they're talking about how Miley had like all these traumatic events in her life, like her house burned down and all these other things. But to her, in her own words, she needed that. It was through that pain that she was able to create beautiful art, her music. But of course, this isn't an episode about art, but like art comes from pain. Music comes from pain. You ask any great artist or even just any artist what inspired their output, their creation, where it came from. I'm pretty sure they're going to say it came from something that didn't go right. It came from a lesson learned. It came from something that hurt. But they turned around and they celebrated it in some way, in some fashion, in their art. So, of course, whether you're an artist or not, I just like that analogy because pain is a catalyst for creation in every sense of the word. You need it. You need it. You need that feeling. You need that emotion. You need things to react to in order to create, you know, your art, your masterpiece. And as an average human who's not creating art or music or whatever, it's the same thing, that to grow yourself, to create yourself, to find your truths, you need that. You do. You need that pain. And I know that's a weird thing for me to say. I don't really like the word pain, but I think we know what it means. It's weird to say, but it's true. And even more in that episode, and here comes the quote from Joe Rogan himself. In the episode, he goes, "You can't be someone who just lives in a fucking monastery and breathes in and breathes out all day and then put out amazing art. You have to have pain and life and stress." I just really vibe with that. Like, you're not putting out art, of course. You're putting out life. You're putting out your truths. But the unfortunate truth about life is that you need pain. You need stress to put that out. You need frustration. You need rejection. You need negative experiences to learn what they are and then to create and evolve around them. I really, really believe this. I mean, look at me. Like, I started the podcast as a means to cope with a breakup. That sucked. But without it, I would have no art to create. And deeper than that, I would have no Case Kenny to create and build and grow and evolve. If I had erased that from my past, I would have no wisdom of the present. And so I don't. I don't look back with any shame or regret or anything like that because I know my past mistake, my past rejection, my past negative experience is what gave me, is what continues to give me my present wisdom. And so that's it. I just want to encourage you to consider that. That if you erased the mistakes from your past, you would have no wisdom of the present. And as tough of a pill as that is to swallow, I think you can agree that the wisdom you have now is so crucial to who you're becoming. Whether you realize it or not, you're quietly grateful for it. Yeah, it hurt when it happened. It might really, really hurt. It might still hurt. You might not wish what happened to you happened. You might not wish it on your worst enemy. You might still want to go back and change things. Like, I get that. I feel that. But at the same time, in your journey, can you take a step back and be grateful for the wisdom you have now? I'm sure you could find a way to do that, right? If you took a step back and were vulnerable, you could be grateful for what you know today, no matter the pain that it came from yesterday. Like, you could be grateful that now you know kind of a big red flag that you're able to spot in your dating life. I'm sure now you're proud of yourself for standing up for who you are and what you want. I'm sure now, like, you're proud of the work ethic that you've managed to build for yourself, right? You could be grounded in that. But looking back, I'm willing to bet that wisdom, your wisdom today, came from pain yesterday. Like, there's only one way to learn red flags, my friend. And I'm sure it came, you know, maybe fuckboy Chad did you dirty, ghosted you. Like, you learned through that. That sucked. Maybe you learned to stand up for yourself after just being totally overlooked and ignored by your last job. Okay, that also sucked. Your past pain. Maybe you learned to just hustle your ass off because you discovered something that makes it all worth it to you, but you had to just get through all that BS that was so boring and unengaging to you. Right? Your past pain, your past frustration, your past rejection is what gives you your present wisdom. And even more, like, if you're in the midst of it right now, I can have a lot of empathy for you. I'm sorry you're going through this, but I think if you can remember this truth, you can empower yourself by realizing that your current pain will give you future wisdom. And that should give you a little bit of hope. And that is not a consolation prize. That is not a participation trophy. That's not a patronizing throwaway kind of thing for me to say. Like, this is real stuff. It's real stuff. It's powerful stuff. And even though it might not be easy, I think it's a centering mindset to have, or to at least consider, because it gives you light to guide you. It makes you realize what you can and will become one day. It's that you're constantly receiving more pieces to the puzzle of your life. But the reality is, of course, those puzzle pieces are often really ugly and kind of janky looking, but you need them. You need them for that puzzle. You need the pieces. And you know, to dive in on the puzzle metaphor, sometimes the pieces to your life's puzzle are just that. They're pieces. They're pieces of yourself that were torn apart, that were rejected and burned down. But they're powerful because they are what happens when you learn to appreciate your past pain for what it is. And that's current and future wisdom. And it's just like an artist creates from a powerful place of emotion or pain. You are doing the same with your life. And again, like, I know it sounds weird to say that you need that pain. It's like, it's such a weird thing to say, but it's so true. You need the opposite of what you want. You need the opposite of emotion of what you want. You need to know rejection before you can know success. You need to know hate before love, apathy before compassion. And I know that process is frustrating, but please don't think it's ever for nothing. You know, please don't look back and beat yourself up. Please don't think that your mistakes or your misses or your failures or your flops or your past pain was for nothing. It's the farthest thing from nothing. They are what give you your essence, wisdom, centeredness, confidence, self-esteem. It only comes from experience. It 100% comes from experience. You can't learn what you want in a person by just thinking about that. You know, you have to consider what you've been through, the fuckboys that you've been through. You can't become passionate about something until you've been through a dozen, two dozen things that you're not passionate about. You can't become confident in yourself until you've disappointed yourself or made mistakes, you know, or been insecure. You can't create your self-worth in a vacuum, in the mirror in the morning. You create it through experience and holding your ground and creating self-respect for yourself, right? You create what you want out of the opposite of what you want. I think I've brainwashed myself here. I think I've trained myself in a good way. And, you know, I live this mindset of being human, of course. Yes. Like, I get frustrated all the time. I get down on myself all the time. I have a whole list of things that practically I wish didn't happen or would happen. But at the end of the day, I have this idea. I have this hope, this guiding light that no matter what, no matter how much it hurts, it creates wisdom in me, power inside of me, perspective that will and does guide me. It's a piece of the puzzle that I didn't know I needed until I needed it. And here I am now, and I realized I need it. And I'm stronger, more centered, more at peace as a result. I am creating from it, and I'm just grateful to have it. So that's the mindset I wanted to share with you, and I hope it gives you something to think about. Just knowing that it's okay to be frustrated or sad or to get down on yourself or feel lost. It's okay to be like, man, that really hurt. That really sucked. You know, I deserve better. That's so okay. But please try to see what I see, that your past mistakes give you your future wisdom. And in looking back, you'll realize how true that has been for you already. And it will continue to be true. And I hope that gives you a sense of calm and peace in your life. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Hope it was helpful. As always, I'd love it if you would share the podcast with a friend. And thank you so much for checking out newmindsethoodist.com. You could pick up the 60-day New Mindset Journal there. And drum roll, you can now also pick up the dating workbook, Single is Your Superpower. So thank you so much for the support there. It's honestly just incredible. But let me know what you're thinking. My DMs are open. My texts are open. You could tag me, drop a comment. I really do try to get back to as many people as I can. I love chatting with you. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.